Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Forever Dog.
Let me get all this chewing out the way.
Oh, no. Just, I want to hear it. I turn the gain up. I want to hear it. I want to ASMR
that? Ooh, that one's caught in my tooth. You can hear that one.
I can tell what substance you're chewing.
Girl, it's a peel-off from the Thrive Markets.
Ooh.
Yeah. Use code
Hello, Fresh
Thrive
Girl.
Chaser.
Welcome back for another Steaming.
Piping,
scalding, serving of hot goss. This is our weekly weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. Why don't we get into some hot goss?
That's hot goss.
That's hot goss.
Wow. Sup? There's nothing really going on.
I love your makeup. You look beautiful today.
Oh my gosh, so do you.
This is the Stupid Love palette, right?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I'm wearing Free Woman and Biker.
Is that Sign?
Sign, a little bit of Sign. Mm-hmm. But you can only see it from above.
I hate you. Girl, Gaga has been getting me through. I put on Chromatica and listened through it straight away, like in the car on the way home from Palm Springs, like roof off, election night, like trying to get some peace because I voted. And then I stayed away from the news, stayed off of Twitter, just posted thoughty stuff on my OnlyFans. I was like away from the internet, and I still kind of am. Like, I got in a fight with some family members this morning, and it's nice to be able to, like, you know, okay, I don't have to Christmas card them.
Yeah. The truth is, we're recording this Wednesday afternoon, so everything is still very in flux as far as the election and the voting and the counting.
Girl, A on flux. Give me an asymmetrical brunette wig.
Mm-hmm. Charlize.
Or purple. Or blue.
Can I get a gay man?
Gay man.
We probably won't know a result even by the time this airs, so we're going to keep this first section light and completely not appertaining to any of the mortifying hellscape that is election 2020.
What if they all stars five it and, like, both of them?
A split crown? I mean, why not? Sure.
One gets the scepter, one gets the crown.
Sure, why not?
We have our first transgender elected official at that level. We have, like, a couple of queer people of color in Florida. A woman and a man, and then there's a lot of good news out of the elections too, you know.
Well, we can touch on that during Let's Get Political.
Oh yeah, we have a whole segment, bitch.
Yeah,
I forgot. I got sidetracked.
Get into the nitty gritty.
You know, when I have my mug on, I just gotta look a little harder, and I don't look at the outline at all.
Alyssa cannot comprehend beyond the circumference of her own wig. I believe Jinx said that about Alyssa.
I mean, where's the lie?
So wait, okay. What am I? Wait.
How was your Halloween show?
Oh, it was very
epic?
Fabulous.
I mean, I saw you swinging that ass, take a bite of this bad girl meat.
Yeah.
Did you wear your Chromatica jock out there? Did you show them what they want? Did you see? Did you cash a check?
You see something? No, I actually didn't. I didn't wear that for the show, but. We had a really good time. The show was really great. You know, I was a little concerned doing a show at 4:30 in the afternoon. What was the light going to be like, et cetera?
Oh, that's golden hour out there, right?
I know. I mean, it really was. Like, it was really perfect lighting, really great conditions. It was a little chilly, but when you're on stage, the adrenaline keeps you warm, and we all had a really, really great time. It was
It looks sickening on there. I want to do a show. I want to do a drive-in show really bad.
You should do it.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
Pull up to my bumper. Willem, it says on here something about demon time.
Demon daylight savings time. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Demon Time is it's
what is
in,
Demon Time?
It's in the Savage remix. It's Beyonce says on that Demon Time. She might start our OnlyFans. I started OnlyFans like a month ago with Katya and I. We got tested and then did a shoot, and I've been putting up semi nasty shit, like vote stickers over my butthole.
Did you get tested after for VD, because
VD.
Doing a
ventilated
venereal, venereal STI infections. So wait, I need to check out your OnlyFans. I need to become an OnlyFan.
You want to peek behind the curtain?
Don't you
want
to see me naked, lover? I have to apologize. I'm in extreme pain at the moment.
Why? What happened?
I went to the dentist this morning, and I didn't realize that they were going to be fucking fishing around with fucking hooks and shit inside my gums. And then afterward, he was like, oh, yeah, the numbing cream is going to wear off soon, and you're probably going to be in pain, so you should definitely get some Tylenol and alternate it with Advil. So that's happening right now. And
oh wow, did they do your hooves too, or just
the cloven hoofed wonder of the world?
Did you see the witches with those witch feet?
I did watch it.
Warner Brothers had to issue an apology, or they didn't have to. They chose to issue an apology about people with disabilities, saying the split hand thing that she has going on, too, was like mocking the disabled in a way. I was like, everybody's offended.
Well, I mean, I feel for Anne Hathaway in the sense
big shoes
that,
to fill.
Well, I mean, literally, it was the most iconic performance and the most iconic film, and for her to step in and do it, you really can't do it. I thought the CGI was kind of flat and kind of flimsy, and it was whatever. It was watchable.
Yeah,
I watched it, and
beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gown. Well, even the gowns could have been better. I was like, where are the gays styling this? I mean, the styling was very...
Her brother's gay.
It wasn't offensive, but it wasn't an iconic fashion film, which it really could have been. I just think of Angelica Houston, and it's just like such a moment. Mm-hmm. And this revisiting of it was not, but... It was fine.
Yeah, it felt TV movie a little to me.
Yeah, it did feel that.
Not bad TV movie, but
the actors were doing a great job. I think that it was just like, I think the book had problems. And
Libretta was beautiful.
I think that filling those, like remaking a classic, it's like, okay, we're going to redo Citizen Kane, starring Renee Zellweger.
Matthew McConaughey.
It's like, why? Don't do it.
Yeah.
And we're just going to make everything fucking CGI. No, don't do it.
Yeah.
It's fine. But you know what you should, a remake that I do approve of and that I do love very much is your Halloween post. Which is you doing Nomi Malone in Versace.
Mm-hmm.
The garment.
Made by Howie.
Oh, so it's a recreation. I love it.
My favorite thing ever was Gigi saw it and she was like, can I borrow that? And I was like, yeah, totally. And she's like, you got it. Is Versace or vintage? And I was like, oh, no, honey. This is Howie. And she got spooked. She couldn't tell at all. Howie is the one.
Halloween, Mr. it's a trick and a treat.
Howie, every time. He helped me with my other outfits. I was Dazzler for Halloween this month. I did. He made the Raja hat that I wore in like a day.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
I was like, I have to film something tomorrow. Boom, done. Howie, he's the one.
Yeah, Howie is the one, the two, and the three.
And then my Kennedy outfit was from Kennedy. and that was great, girl.
What
got me
privilege.
Together.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it is a privilege.
The trade didn't like the session.
So he had gutted me. And then
you had crystallized.
Fire. But I didn't die. I had crystallized. And now I'm back.
The outfit, why does it look so different?
Because maybe on me, it's like, I don't know.
Did you ask some stones?
No, I didn't add anything to the outfit. I added some blonde hair to the mohawk, and that's it.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, just a little tip of blonde. You know, I'm blonde girl.
But that is such a legacy garment.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate your recreational recreations.
Now, how would you clean something like that? So it's painted bodysuit and then hair on it, too. Human and synthetic hair. I'm not sure if there's animal hair.
Well, when I did costume...
And stones.
When I was a costumer in college for, like, theatrical shows, things like that, you literally just hand wash the parts that are going to get, like, really gross. So, like, the armpits and the fucking dick. That's it. And then if you want to do the hair separate, you can go ahead and do that. But the hair isn't going to...
That's MBW.
What? What's that mean?
Never been washed.
Yeah. I don't think there's a huge rush to wash the hair, but if you did, you just wash it like a wig.
Mm-hmm. You don't wash a wig.
I've heard that it can be done. I've never tried it myself.
That's crazy. That's insane talk. Yeah, you're nuts.
That's hogwash.
That's hogwash. That's, we need to get,
that's hogwash.
That's
hot goss.
That's hogwash.
hogwash.
Yeah, are you listening to all the mom podcasts? I've been listening to Raja and Delta on Very That. And The Chop, which is, girl, there's some exciting news about that. Drag Race Holland is about to crown a new queen sister. And
yes, so exciting.
Latrice and Manila have decided to use the show as an opportunity to transition to a new little thing for everybody. And it's the Chop Movie Club.
Ooh, very nice.
On Tuesdays, the girls are going to be talking about some of their favorite movies. And Thursday is their chit-chat show.
Just a little chit-chat. I love that. I'm really excited to see what movies they choose and what movies I can watch along with. That's very exciting. So exciting.
Same.
And if you're not listening to Sloppy Seconds, you probably have your head screwed on right this second. Yeah, if you're not listening to Sloppy Seconds, you're not doing drag. But they have an exciting live stream event happening this month. On November 19th, Big Dipper and Meatball will be hosting Fistgiving. And it's just as it
just
sounds.
Just like Mom made it.
They will be watching a live fisting demonstration from adult performer Hunger FF. I love Hunger FF. Oh my God, you can get into the shoulder, honey, with her.
Oh.
Honey, she has depth.
Deep shoulder
Tina.
Action?
Honey, you want to talk about deep shoulder action?
No, let's talk about
Sister Mary Clarence.
Hunger FF.
Sister Mary Clarence approves. Get your tickets now at SloppySecondsTickets.com. Oh my gosh, that's going to be fantastic. So wait, can you show the fisting on the live stream? Probably not.
Yes, you'll be able to see everything.
This is not a Twitch show, huh?
It's not a Twitch show.
There
it's
will
not
be
a
twitching.
YouTube show.
There will be things that are twitching. Where are you airing it that you're allowed to? It's a secret.
On a real good adult streaming platform.
Nice.
I love a real good adult streaming platform.
Me too.
I love that. That's very exciting.
Girl,
we're all getting
into the buttholes and stuff. Yeah. Showing things. Bad girl meat.
Trend alert. Fisting.
Girl, you know who did it first.
Fist.
Probably someone else.
No, you.
No, I'm sure I'm not the first drag queen to fist somebody during a show.
Right.
Yeah. You're not the first one to do piss, but like, I can't think of anybody real major before you, though, that I saw either.
We pay tribute to those who pissed before us.
Fist and pissed, honey. So we got the body girl, old fist and piss over there. And beauty, I'll be body beautiful.
Yes, and freak. So we want to leave you, we're going to go on a break, but we want to leave you with a heartfelt yet uplifting track.
Girl, he felt her heart when he shoved it in his hole.
Well, you're going to be feeling Hunger FF's fucking heart. So wait, are you going to be fisting Hunger FF or is someone else?
No, he is in Fort Lauderdale, so he'll be doing a demonstration with a friend of his, and Meatball and I will be offering color commentary.
A colleague?
A colleague, yes. He's recruited a colleague to help with the demonstration.
I love that.
Endorsed models.
Our rainbow spotlight this week.
This song is great.
Let's take a listen. It's called Anything by Hugo Brolin. Anything.
Would you stop? Even if I told ya that I don't want you to touch me, would you give up, turn around and leave me? If I told you that you're ugly, I tried to leave you countless times, but I cannot handle the pain, so I just stop, tell a lie and fool ya that I want you and we're over. That you could see it too. You need something new. I'll do anything. I'll do anything.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day return.
quince.com/drag.
Drag. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Continuity. Continuity.
Well, you know, I guess we have to do it. This is a segment that
we like to call
Let's Get Political. I don't want to get political. Why do we have to talk about it? The 2020 election, I don't know if you've heard, happened this week in the United States, and we have some positive results about queer people being elected into office. So we're going to focus on the positive. Do you want to read this CNN?
Yeah, I would love to. This comes from CNN. Democratic activist Sarah McBride will become the nation's first person who publicly identifies as transgender to serve as a state senator after winning Tuesday's election in Delaware, CNN projects. McBride, a former spokesperson for the HRC, overwhelmingly beat Republican candidate Steve Washington in Delaware's 1st District, a heavily Democratic district that includes the city of Wilmington. She won about 73% of the vote. Deep salute, according to unofficial results from Delaware Department of Elections. Her win Tuesday also makes her Delaware's first out LGBTQ person elected to the state's legislature.
That's great. We love
bitch.
To see it. We love to see representation.
I'm sorry,
from
bitch.
Our yes, we love to see representation from our community in all levels and avenues of government. This is a first. This is a big one. We'd love to see it. I feel like in other countries this happens all the time. This isn't really that big of a deal, but in America it is, right?
I don't know. I was just looking up Dana International. She was like Israel's Eurovision contestant one year, and she's a trans woman. And I was like, bitch, I would elect her for anything. Like, how she just sing a song and there should be peace in the Middle East. I love her. She's great. YouTube hole on her. I went down.
Anyway. Work. I love.
There's more news. Can I tell you about Richie Torres and Mondaire Jones?
Well, I would love to hear.
Okay, well, they're becoming the first openly gay black men elected to Congress. Both are New Yorkers, and they will enter the House in January. In June, Jones won the primary to replace retiring Rep. Nita Lowey in New York's 17th District, and Torres won the primary to replace retiring Rep. Jose Serrano in the 15th District. Decision Desk HQ declared that both men will win those races on Tuesday night. Yes!
Amazing. Very exciting.
Representative.
We love to see it. This is what we, you know, this is what we need. The question was asked by Roxy Andrews, where are my people at? where are my people at? And finally, we're seeing the answers start to come to Dewey fruition. And we are getting some more representation of our community in the decision-making levels of government. It's very exciting. So exciting.
Ooh, bitch. And you about to lose your job because Jackie Lacey, she, it seems that she has been voted out and will no longer be serving as the district attorney of Los Angeles. And I can't wait to see who is in her place because I'm glad she's not there. But this is like what we did our Pictionary thing for. We did it for the Victory Fund to help, you know, an organization that helps these people get elected, probably, you know, like.
Yes.
It's so nice you to can see.
You can check out at Victory Fund on Twitter, and you can learn about many, many more members of the LGBTQIA plus community that were elected into office all up and down the ballot all over this country of ours. I like to think that some of those dollars that we raised haphazardly drawing pictures with Derek Alina Barrington,
Naomi Spalzist,
Jada, the Essence of Beauty Hall,
Jan, Sport,
Jennifer Sportington. I like to believe that some of those dollars that we raised helped to make a difference with the Victory Fund.
Yeah.
And making some positive changes in the world.
It was nice to see that good prevailed and evil was defeated. You were the devil and you cheated. You were a white devil, bitch, in fact.
The devil is a lie.
I'm going to give you a blue dress, and you're going to put it on because you were the fucking devil. You cheated flagrantly. You used nine letters, and then you had the gall to underline it to say, yeah, I wrote it, bitch. And
can
then
with I that have high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat, though?
Sure.
Okay, good.
Yes. You were a cheater, but we won. I looked like an angel. Naomi was an Italian princess. She was so beautiful. That crown, that like Dolce & Gabbana gold crown and then hair. Naomi looked sickening. Jan had like a full back Mackie head like feather piece.
Yeah.
And you were burning in hell.
Jesus.
That's just where cheating. I like it.
Watching the video back, it's
performing hot stuff.
That's hot stuff.
And burning up. And
I'm burning.
What's the Jesse J song that everyone
baby,
knows
I'm
about?
Burning. I'm burning up, up, I'm burning up, I'm burning up, I'm burning up.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Anytime you have a flame costume, this is the mix that you
Anytime
end up putting
you have
together.
A flame, I will. Hairspray. I miss gigs. I would love someone to set me on fire at a gig.
On over. I'll be happy to.
Vicky tased me once at Pride in 2011. I let her on stage.
Shocked.
And then it was so funny, and the audience was like crazy about it. But then she, when she went to like help me up, she tased me again, and that was
a
real funny one.
Oh my god!
There's a video of it somewhere, but it's so funny. I loved it.
Do you pee a little when you get tased? Pee a little?
No, girl, I was tucked.
So it just douched you.
No, well, that was the number before.
Wow. Around the world with DWV. Yeah.
Around the world. Damn. Yeah, well, we have some apologies.
You know, we look forward to who knows where we'll be at on Friday when this comes out with the election, but we just want to encourage everyone to stay strong and we can't wait to see how this turns out.
I have a feeling.
Girl, I don't know what I have a feeling.
Ooh, yeah. Do you have Republican family members? Because I bet a lot of people do.
Sure do.
I would love to hear.
Fucking trash.
Okay. I would love to hear how you're dealing with it.
They suck. Fuck them. Literally. It's so upset. The upsetting thing is like, okay, like there's so many people all around in in this country who are just like, yeah, this guy's doing such a fierce job. This guy's so good. That's like it's terrifying.
Can I like admit something? I didn't watch any of the debates. I didn't keep track of anything because I knew I was going to vote for Biden. I don't know shit about Biden other than he married a girl from Philly, and he's the Democratic one, and I don't know shit about him. Okay, but I knew who I was voting for, and it's one of those things now where I'm just like, okay, it's out of my hands, but how do I deal with all these people that like I know that are my family, yet they're like doing this? And like I talked to Anthony about it, and he's like, well, that's why, you know, you have your chosen family. And I was like, I guess so, because they're flagrant about it too and their vote. And I was like, why didn't you just lie to me? That would have been a lot easier to take, you know. But some people are stupid too, and but whatever. I think we're all just gonna have to keep putting our pantyhose on two legs at a time, like everybody else. And
do you put them on two legs at a time?
Girl, I don't wear tights. Shut up.
How do you?
I don't know.
Do you put two legs into one leg hole in the pantyhose?
And then you pull it up through your armpit, and then you make a body stocking.
See, I love that. Love to see it. Love Why don't we take it. A break and? And we'll see whether you get back.
Ooh, get careful with that ostrich boa near the microphone.
We're
getting filter. Dust, mother.
The pop filters.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Bing, bong, boom, bong, bong. Ding, dong, 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 ding. Can you get the cave door, please?
We're
about to spelunk. Oh, hello. So good. Hey.
Drip, 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 drip,
drip, drip, drip, Keisha.
Drip, drip.
Oh, ow, wow, that bat. Crazy.
Oh, I stepped in some guano. Oh, my gosh. These
is
are
that bat shit?
This is an Alaya.
Oh.
This is the time where we go spelunking. Deep inside the DMicles. This first message comes from Stephanie. Dear Alaska, Willem, and Big Dipper, my name is Steph, and I'm from the Bronx. I want to thank you for all producing great content. All three of you are deities among us. I love and appreciate the work you do. I love this letter already. Thank you, Steph. I'm writing to send a special thank you to Alaska. Wow, love it even more. Special thank you to Alaska for putting on an amazing show on Halloween. I attended with my mom, grandma, and teenage cousins, and we all had a blast. Oh my gosh, thank you for that. My mom was especially moved by the performances of all the queens that night. We also stayed for drive and drag. Seeing the talent on display that made my mom come out of her shell a little bit more. Despite our great relationship, my mom and I have never gone fully in depth with talking about our identities. She's never said the words, but part of me knows she doesn't have to say, I'm a strong gay woman, for me to know that she is. I myself am more fluid, but I feel more comfortable on the ACE spectrum. What does that mean?
ACE is shorthand for asexual.
Asexual. Okay, work. Over the last few years, she's felt more comfortable expressing her identity. The day after the show, she seized upon an opportunity to get her second tattoo at the age of 63. It was Xena's sword and chakram with a banner depicting the rainbow. Amazing! Spending Halloween surrounded by beautifully painted people in the freezing cold, she felt at home, and so did I. I don't know if she'll ever explicitly tell me, but should I ask her? I don't want to make it weird, but I also want her to be a free woman, and I want to really know her and her life before me. Any advice? Not including any nudes, but here's a picture of my mom the summer before I was born, and she's serving Butch Queen realness and a picture of me in a sequined mask in the parking lot behind a Macy's waiting for Alaska. Aw, thank you, Stephanie.
What a nice letter.
Thanks for coming
to the show. We appreciate that very much.
The question of, but should I ask her? Honey, she told you multiple times.
Yeah.
Every time you opened your eyes, darling, she don't have to it's obvious,
Yeah, and it might be nice to just have a conversation or, I mean, she has definitely hinted to you and let you know, so you can, drop it into conversation, jokingly about, something, lesbionic, right?
Yeah, ask what...
Just for fun. You don't have to make it awkward or weird.
And she got Xena's sword tattooed on her. That is a exclamation point on a yes to that question, darling.
Such a good tattoo idea.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I love Xena.
Okay, let me go to the topping.
Did I skip?
Ooh, we're topping with Tom. This says, hey, Alaski, Willie, and Dippy. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller, and I have a question about Drag Race filming. At the end of each episode, once the unfortunate queen of the week has left the stage, the remaining girls come back on stage to shake their pads for the entertainment of us viewers. Now, my question is this. How long do you have to dance for, and is there even any music? I've heard tale of the silent runway walk and wondered if this was the same. Thank you so much for your entertainment. I've been listening since the beginning and never missed an episode. Love you 100. Ciao. Mine was always, we never left the stage after the girl was eliminated, and then they turned on the music for whatever the runway song that year was, and then they made us dance, and then we walked off.
Yeah, honestly, same. Yeah, there is music. That would be weird and depressing if we had to pretend.
Yeah. That would be...
No, when she says, let the music play, the music does play. And it is... That is the most exhilarating time of the day because you're like, oh, my God, I didn't get eliminated. I didn't get sent home. So when we're dancing and having a party, we really actually are. We're actually
this is the beginning of the rest of the night.
Truly. Truly. Yeah. So, yes. And what a great question. And we thank you. We thank you, Tom.
We thank you, Tom. Can I do Coco's now? Because that was a
yes.
short one. Hey, Alaska.
Ruanama. Michael Coco.
I am a long, long, long time listener and first time caller to the pod. My husband and I have recently been discussing our deepest fantasies, and mine happens to be pulling a Derek Barry and bringing a lovely third alternate into our lives. My hubby loves to get pegged, and I think it would be mega hot to see him with a man. He's not completely closed off to the idea because we are very eager to please each other. Recently, for reasons of science, I started perusing the apps for some trade, and once I started showing him our options, he's getting cold feet. He says he's afraid to hook up with someone he doesn't know and is starting to seem jealous of my being with another person. Well, to my surprise, an old friend of mine from many, many moons ago slid into my DMs. We were never intimate, but we were very close friends for many years. Once I got married, we fell out of touch. I was shocked to see him pop up, but I thought this might be an opportunity to introduce a third in our relationship who I know we can trust. Thoughts, opinions, and concerns are appreciated. I'm thinking about asking him to meet up for coffee. Would this be breaking trust or meeting up with an old friend for a new idea? Thank you so much for the pod. It's a bright spot in my crazy light. No dick pics because I don't have one. And tits are too elusive to be captured properly on film. Coco.
Elusive titted Coco.
Elusive titted Coco. Coco.
Well...
It's all semantics, because the things that you said in that last sentence, breaking trust or just meeting up with an old friend for coffee, depends what story you want to tell and if you want to be the hero or the villain in it, bitch, because your husband already said no.
He didn't say no. He said, I don't know about this. So if you go behind his back and start, like, casting models for the role without telling him... I think that's going to put it further off because he's going to feel like betrayed. I think you can tell him exactly what you told us. Hey, so this guy that I used to know messaged me and I'm thinking of meeting up with him. And here's his picture.
Do you want him to play Peggy with you? You want a Peggy?
Ooh, producer entertainment group me.
I definitely don't want a Peggy.
A pig. What's the other bang piece from Wigs by Vanity?
Oh, a peg and a Megan.
Megan and a pig.
Yeah. Do you ever see that wig I have that's made out of all bang pieces?
Yes, I unfortunately
funny looking thing,
have
but really fun.
That.
Ooh, yeah. This looks fun too.
What are your? Did you have any general thoughts on pegging?
What about it? No, I guys like their buttholes played with all the time. There's a lot of nerve endings back there.
Yeah, I think that this is something that has grown in popularity more and more. And straight guys are like, yeah, I mean, sure, if it feels great and it's like a new thing to do sexually, then like, why not? I say go for it. It's fierce. I mean, but then the issue is that straight guys have to learn how to douche, which is just a fucking Pandora's box of fucking hellish delights, which I don't wish upon anyone. So, good luck, but I hope you, figure it out.
I hope you do. I hope you do. When you're squatting over the toilet, you think about the ocean. Whenever one fleet squirts out,
clear when you burst that hole open.
I buy a 4-pack often. Yeah.
Promise
you'll give fleet a fighting chance. And when you get the chance to douche it out.
Yeah, wow. Okay. Our next message comes from James.
Oh,
dear Alaska Big Dipper, and particularly Willem. Okay, Willem. All right. How are you? Well, I'm not great. My bitchy old best friend and ex-housemate has charged me with battery.
Yes, bitch.
She me says too. I attacked her. I did, but let's not get into that. Oh, my God.
I love her.
My question is, if you are going to attack your overly abrasive, willfully disrespectful, passive-aggressive, and otherwise rotten-to-the-core housemate, and they say, go on, do it, like a full-on sociopath, and then this psycho presses charges against you, do you plead guilty or not guilty? I've heard you, Willem, talk a bit about similar situations you've been in. How did you plead and how did that go? I can't wait to hear back. I can't afford a real lawyer. Yours truly, James. P.S. I haven't attached a picture of my dick for privacy reasons, but here's one of my face. There's a dick in front of your face, Tootsarella.
Isn't that how you'd want it, though, too, if that dick looked like that?
See, this is like wearing a sunglass that's made of a giant dick.
I did that in my book.
Covering his eyes.
I pulled the guy's balls thin, so they were like kind of reddish, and then I said it was rose-colored glasses.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So what is your advice for James?
If you can't afford a lawyer, start fucking a lawyer. I've known a lot of lawyers, and a lot of them are sleazebags that will fuck clients.
Oh, wow.
My battery charge did not stick because the person that was pressing the charge, the person that I was in the fight with was a lawyer. And he bailed me out. And I still can't find my mugshot from it. But I don't think you should have hit your housemate unless he said the N-word. And then maybe, like, if he kept doing that.
She's the she. The housemate is the she.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a she, not like a faggot she where, like, she said I attacked her. It's a girl. Oh, you hit a girl. No, you deserve whatever you get. Sorry, I'm old school like that. You can't hit women.
Well, okay.
Is that misogynist? Is that misogynist that I say that? Because, like, that was the one rule my dad always said. He's like, you can't hit a woman ever.
Right. And I think that's good advice, but I'm going to take it even further. And I'm going to say, don't hit anybody. I mean, it doesn't really end up working out very well.
If they hit you first, I mean, I definitely say hit them back.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That seems fair. But no, I mean, it's unfortunate that you're in this scenario now, but that's the point. It's like physical violence doesn't really work out that
ever.
Well. And now you're in a legal battle. So, I mean, if you're not going to fuck the lawyer, perhaps you could patch things up with your former housemate and then maybe like, the charges will be dropped and you can like move on with your lives.
I would say that. Like try to bribe her somehow. Like the lawyer that you're fucking. If he has any watches, steal him and fence him and then use that money to bribe your friend. Yeah, lawyers love watches.
Stealing watches? I don't know.
Don't act like you've never stolen from someone you fucked when you were a teenager.
I haven't.
I have some regrets about things I did when I was a teenager and they're in the second book. They're like really bad.
Well, why don't we describe this picture before we go?
He is a 6'13", silver gray blonde with a jawline that could cut glass. He may be smoking it if he thinks he could take this dick raw, too, because this dick is huge and you will definitely need lube for it. The dick that is obscuring the young gentleman's face and forehead.
Two lightly gauged ear piercings and a labret piercing, which is very nice. Well, it's a lip piercing, but it's in the center. And the
sun-kissed clavicle, and the top has a fair complexion with dark hair, maybe black Irish.
Right, it's an uncut member, foreskin,
a deep friend of the pod,
wrapped around the head for the most part, about 75%.
Oh, yeah, maybe a tip. Okay, there.
The bedspread is a blue and white kind of stripe,
denim
kind of
chambray,
nautical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Denim like chambray.
Yeah, for sure.
And
We can maybe use that bedspread to sop up all this the drippings from the hot goss this week. Because the drippings can is almost full at my end. What about yours?
I lost my nail because I was
frying some chicken and lost my nails in the dripping.
Frying some chicken and lost my nail in the chip and pop. Yes.
But baby, you I will did. Carry on because I am a true diva and I will turn it out.
Baby, I'm tired, honey. You know,
my lessons
sometimes
are falling
you
off my
say
face.
To yourself, self, what am I going to do? Is it the way I look? Is it the way I act? Perfect. Something I said? Is it my drag? Is it the way my outfit comes open? Because if it's that, well, you don't deserve me anyway. If you don't know me by now, the live version by Patti LaBelle, listen to it. It's really fierce.
It's like 6 or 7 minutes, isn't it?
Yes, and she does this full monologue in the middle.
I know, bitch.
And I think her outfit is coming undone, and she's like making fun of the fact that her outfit's coming undone.
Patti live is everything. I think did we talk about the Patti last week where it's her and Shaka, and Shaka is full boots doing I'm Every Woman?
Wow.
It's real. I've seen the video and it is wonderful.
I'm here for that. And
yeah,
I
me
think,
too.
I think that what the world needs now is a little bit of Peppermint Patti LaBelle.
And I'm so happy to have you guys in our world listening to us every week. Thank you so much for listening to the Hot Goss.
Thank you.
That's Hot Goss.
And you
that's
can send
hogwash.
Us that's hogwash. That's hogwash. You can send us your questions to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. You can include a visual so we know who
if
we're
you
talking
want
to.
Something visual. We also have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. You just search using the hashtag racechaser and you can watch the videos a la carte. And yes, our paid content is premium and very exclusive. But did you know there is also fantastic, amazing free content available on youtube.com/Willem. Let's get Willem to 1 million subscribers. And give that algorithm a run for her money. I want you to get one. How many subscribers do you have?
I just went up 1,000, but it was from 922,000 from like January until last week.
So this is doable.
I was
this
definitely like shadow banned. Yeah, it went up. So thank you for watching the videos. They're a lot of fun to make. And you can follow us on Instagram too, at Willem, at the only Oscar 5000, and at RaceChaserPod.
And you can click the thumbs up icon. Or if you didn't like the video, just click that thumbs down icon twice.
Thank you, James.
Yes. The link on our Instagram at RaceChaserPod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy, please.
Yes, and we will be back next week with more
piping,
steaming, scalding, boiling,
hot,
up, dude.
Up to, I missed her. Where'd she go?
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.